You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along for hour two. Let's take another look, Zommers, at for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, whatever, X. Another beautiful day in downtown Madison as we look at the old Sam Davidson street cam. Leaves just a tinge of yellow at the tops of some of those trees there. Sun is out. Can get out and touch grass, as the kids say. Very good. Many thanks to Kira Saban, positive psychology midlife coach, for being our guest last hour. You can find all of her work again at Thrive with Kira, thrivewithkira.com. Some really great reminders, Zommers, that we do have power to control our reaction to life events, to world events, and it's normal to get down, but a little bit of that, maybe a little more than a little, is up to us to how we react and go forward with it.
And also, one thing that I think that I really appreciate about Kira is that those are things we need to hear. Mm-hmm. And I could see that kind of message still feeling discouraging coming from somebody else. But from her, it feels empowering, as opposed to being like, oh, here's another thing you have to do in order to feel okay. It's like, yeah. No, you get to do this. You can be in control of this.
Because she said before, like, it's okay to not be okay.
Right.
And we all get there. We all go through those times. But I think what she put out there today, and check out this. Everything we went through today was on her Instagram post, Kira Saban. So thrivewithkira.com or Kira Saban, S-A-B-I-N. Check it out. Really great stuff. At the bottom of this hour, we are going to be joined by our colleague, the host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, the one, the only, Pete Schwabenator, is going to be here. And looking forward to a great discussion. Sad news this morning, great actor, director, Robert Redford passed away this morning at the age of 81, was it?
I thought it was 89.
89, sorry. Yes, 89. 89 years old. So I'm going to be talking about the life and times of Robert Redford a little bit later on in this hour. And what's worse is straight ahead as that as well. I want to go here. And I had this queued up last week and then we didn't do it for obvious reasons, the news of the day. And I think it's great to follow up what Kira talked with us about last hour, that we have choices. And this might come from an unlikely place, but hope you continue to listen. This is from Awful Announcing. It's a great website, by the way. Deals with broadcasting and not just radio, but all broadcasting. But it's also like things that appear on television. And they did a great interview, and Zommers, maybe you can help me if it's on the clip, where exactly this is from and who's interviewing Jim Nance. Is a podcast?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Traina.
Thank you.
And it is SI Media or SI Media. Yep, I'm sorry, SI. I'm not familiar
like
with
Sports
it.
Sports Illustrated, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep.
It's Jimmy who again?
Jimmy Traina, T-R-A-I-N-A, interviewing Jim Nance.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, make sure we get the attribution in there. And we're going to pick it up, and Jimmy Traina is going to set this up. And he's talking to Jim Nance, who celebrates his 40th year in broadcasting, one of the great play-by-play announcers of all time, in my opinion, at CBS. And talking with Jim Nance about what's changed in this industry. And he gets into, do we really all need a hot take? And I think it's just a good reminder from a sports point of view that when things happen in our lives, in the world, we don't always need to rush to our cell phones, our smart devices, and do a hot take. Here is Jimmy Traina talking with the sports broadcasting legend, Jim Nance.
3. I want to get your take on something I read recently, and then I'm going to end with a ridiculous question. I want to get your take on this because I saw this. This comes from John Oran's newsletter. He spoke to Tirico. Mm-hmm. And Tirico had an interesting comment about basically kids. I don't know if kids is the right word, but younger people today don't really aspire to be play-by-play people. They're looking more at the hot take stuff. I'll read you what Tirico's quote is here. Again, this is in John Oran's newsletter on Puck. I do notice when I go back to school now, you find more of the students who are interested in being hosts and opinion makers and less who are interested in being play-by-play announcers. The celebrity factor becomes the magnet, and the idea of coming through the ranks is not there as often as it once was, at least in some of the students I see. What has been your experience with that? You think Mike's onto something there?
I think he's got an accurate read on it, Jimmy. I really do think that it speaks to the power of social media, hot takes, creating conversation, and they think that's the business, and they think that's what they want to get into. I'm sure that Mike also gets a tremendous amount of mail and inquiries from kids that are in high school or in college. I'm fielded all the time.
Yep.
And it's one of the honors of my life because I used to be one of those kids that was writing letters in my time. But most of them, when I try to distill what it is they want to do, I say most of them, not all of them, but I would say it's over 50%. They want to be famous.
Right.
They want to be on TV. They want people to hear them. And I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm sure Mike's wired the exact same way. That was never the hook. It was the story and the ability to be a storyteller that was the draw. It had nothing to do with trying to get your face out there, your name out there, or say something profound. It's just different. It speaks to the way we work today. Everybody's got a hot take on everything. And you know, it's okay not to have a hot take on everything. People feel like they're incomplete if they're not able to converse and have something really sharp and edgy to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way. But I do think business is losing out on having a reservoir of play-by-play guys because everybody is drawn to the idea of being on camera.
Right. That is Jim Nance on SI, Sports Illustrated, and talking to Jimmy Traina there on that podcast. And he just nailed it, in my opinion. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, Twix, right behind me is my name, literally in lights, or at least a screen that's lit up. The Todd Allball Show. This is why I'm bad at self-promotion. Because, like, I don't care that much about promoting myself. I love having this show every day. It's a huge honor and responsibility because of what Jim Nance just said. And Zomers, correct me on the air if I'm wrong. Have I not told you that the best shows are when I say the least, in my opinion?
I mean, yeah, that's that. There have been a few things you've said that make the best shows. And that is one of them. When you have people who know what they're talking about and you let them get on a roll and share a story and tell a story, that's one of them. Right. Yeah.
And that's why I loved having people like Kira Sabin on. That's why I love that Pete Schwab is going to be on. I like being the traffic cop, so to speak, that you give them the wave and the green light. Come on, let's okay. And then a yield. We're getting close to the break and got to stop here. And then we go. I love the storytelling part, like Jim Nance said. I mean, sure, of course. I mean, it's fun to come on and give your opinion, but that's not what drives me.
Right,
that's
me
what,
either.
That's
what, yeah.
And you either. That's not. It's the opportunity to help tell other people's stories. And with that, in my opinion, is a huge responsibility, right? To get it right. And I realize this from a sports angle, Jim Nance being longtime play-by-play guy. But I think it's applicable to everything else. That so many, particularly, I'll say it, young people, they want to be famous. And there, unfortunately, in my opinion, have been people who have made a lot of money. Think of the Kardashians. They're famous for being famous. I'm not sure they have any other real talent. And so it's like being an NFL player, right? It's less than 1% will end up there making a living. But everybody, not everybody, but a lot of young athletes, you know, oh, I want to be in the NFL. Brady Ewing and I talked about that last weekend, going to the Brewers game together, when he talks to kids in schools. And he tries his best to say, I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to play in the National Football League. But here's what else that you don't know about me that I'm equally or more proud of. To be a husband, to be a dad, to be a friend, to work in my community. And it's a great reminder what Nance just said there to me. And I hope the rest of you find it helpful that we don't all need to rush out and have a hot take on everything. Getting the most clicks, the most likes, having your voice out there. Sometimes you're better served, as my great math teacher Andy Spies likes to say, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. 17 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 news talk sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, this is good because I've said this earlier this year. I broke down and bought a subscription to FanDuel because I wanted to watch the last 2.5 months of the. And I'm not sorry I did, by the way. I listened to some of the games on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network on some of our fine affiliates, but I also like to watch it. So timely, timely indeed. The category today, what's worse, subscriptions or purchase? Subscription or purchase. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The example, maybe my FanDuel one wasn't a great example, but
that's only a subscription.
That's only a subscription. But the example is, for those that still use Microsoft, you can purchase Microsoft 365, a software program that has like Word in it and Excel and whatever. Or you can subscribe. Or you can be an idiot like Todd and do both. Oof. I purchased a long time ago, and then it's like when I got my new computer a couple years ago, it's like, oh, it's run out, but you can do a subscription, and so I'm like, fine.
Oh, well, then I thought you meant you did both simultaneously. No, like you bought it and then also subscribed.
But I feel like I didn't have to subscribe it because I purchased. I don't know. I can't figure any of those things out.
Well, eventually, they only come with so many updates when you buy it.
Thank you for defending me.
No, that makes perfect sense.
What's worse, subscription or purchase? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on YouTube, says subscriptions are worse because in the long run, it's more expensive. Thank you, PJ. Appreciate that. That can be very true, right? It's like financing something. But you might not be able to afford the big thing all up front. So if you want it now, it's cheaper to subscribe, but you're going to pay more money over the long term. Subscription or purchase? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app, or hit us up on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We'll come back, answer those questions and more on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready to.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zomers has dialed up little Katy Perry because, yes, last year, in order to watch some of my Wisconsin Badger basketball games, I was forced. Now, Mom would say, did anybody really force you? Well, yes. If I wanted to watch them, I was forced to subscribe to Peacock, the streaming service of NBC. By the way, a nice note. Thank you very much, Ardith, who is watching on Facebook. Ardith, I was talking earlier about, you know, We try to tell stories of our guests. It's not about me. It's about our guests. Artist says, watcher on Facebook says, I think you bend over backwards to compliment and give promotion to all of your guests. It's one of the reasons I listen, watch your programs. Please don't change. Well, thank you, Artith. That's very kind. I had good teachers, good parents, good grandparents. Tried to impart upon me to be respectful to others and lift others up. So I don't always meet that, but if I do, it's because of them. So thanks, Artith. What's worse, question this day, subscription or purchase? Subscription or purchase? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Kurt in Madison on WMDX. Kurt, subscription or purchase? What's worse?
Well, I'm going to have to say subscription, and I'll qualify it like this. I'm sure everybody's experienced what I'm going to talk about, and that is you find something you want to try and use, mm-hmm. sign up for it,
yep,
and by default, you're subscribed. You have to go out of your way to hunt them down,
right?
Jump through hurdles and canyons and caves to kill it.
I still am getting things in my email from the Atlanta Falcons when Brady Ewing was drafted by the Falcons. I don't care about the Falcons anymore, but I still get this crap. You're 100% right, Kurt.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. Zomers?
Have you tried to unsubscribe?
I think, yes, before. I don't know. I'm not hitting the right buttons. I'll have to pick your brain.
That's fair. I just wanted to ask because I know I've been like, wow, this is so annoying. I get this every day. And then I went in and unsubscribed, and I was like, wow, I should have done this years ago.
Subscription or purchase? What's worse? Let's go to the phone lines. Jimmy in Madison on MDX. Jimmy, subscription or purchase? What's worse?
I think it depends, but Kurt did hit it on the nail. But, okay, so I come from the days where, back in the day, I was a web designer.
Mm-hmm.
I kept all of my stuff on hard drives.
All right.
If I lost those hard drives, I lost a lot of my product if I didn't have it backed up. But what happens with a lot of people is they have this huge collection of personal music.
Right.
They have it on a hard drive.
Yes.
And then it gets killed. So what I'm saying is, for instance, I'm an iTunes subscriber.
Yep.
I think it's cool to let them store my music, and I'll pay them to store my music and keep it safe. That's the way I have to look at it to justify.
But you don't own it.
I don't own it, but I can download it anytime.
And I'm in the same boat. I'm not criticizing, by the way, because I'm in the same exact position. I'm in the same position.
They make it extremely difficult sometimes to do that.
Yes.
And when you go to unsubscribe, I hate it when they say, okay, what is your password?
Oh.
Now I've got to go dig deeper. So
you're speaking my language. Yes. You're speaking my – I wish I had more time. Up against the clock. Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate the listenership of the call. 855-752-4842. Dolores, listening in Madison on WMDX. Dolores, subscription or purchase? What's worse?
I say subscriptions, because you forget when you have it,
mm-hmm.
and you keep paying and paying and overpaying, especially those gym subscriptions, you pay, you go the first month, 2 months, and then you keep paying.
Right.
Anyways, but I wanted to tell you, Todd, also about Spectrum. They have a lot of, you can have access to Peacock for free through the Spectrum app.
Really?
The Spectrum services, you have... Yes, you have a Spectrum. You have access to Disney, Paramount, Hulu,
Dolores,
all the nine yards.
We don't have time right now. If you're a new listener to the show, I am at war with Spectrum. It's going on 2 years.
Oh.
And if you could help me end my war, I would love it. I don't have time, but through no fault of my own, in my opinion, I can't get out. It's a dreadful cycle, but thank you for the call. A callback, or if you work for them, let me know because I would love some help. And I want a detente, you understand? I want to end my war with Spectrum. What's worse, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, subscription or purchase? Mike, a brand new listener in Madison on MDX, says neither when it comes to adult websites. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Len in Madison says, I believe subscriptions are worse. Subscriptions usually will have quote-unquote strings attached, many of which you may not even be aware of.
Yeah, along that note, on YouTube, Cam and Appleton says, for higher purchases of electronics, they're writing into the user agreements that they can shut off your device because you don't truly own it anymore. Well, yeah, I know Tesla and some other electronic cars were doing, like, if you want your seat heaters, you can pay a monthly subscription. Otherwise, yeah, we just won't let you use it, even though it's in your car.
Brett in Brown Deer on AUK says, I like a purchase better because I'm done paying after a purchase, and subscriptions are worse when they become a hassle to cancel them. Megan in Sun Prairie, subscriptions are awful. Not everything needs to be a dang subscription. They're easy to lose track of, and people end up losing money more money than if they just buy the thing outright. Matt in Middleton says, I think subscriptions are worse. It's like insurance, as they will always get more money out of the deal than the worth of the product, like PJ said. How about that? Also, our friend Jeff Perry says subscriptions are worse. I hate them. I avoid subscriptions if at all possible. Often, if subscription is the only option available, I will forego the transaction altogether. Zomers, what's worse?
Jeff's not alone on that one. I mean, yeah, I think we don't have time to get into it. There are reasons where subscriptions can work, but nowadays, everything is a subscription. It's getting ridiculous, and it costs so much money for stuff that's generally a worse product.
I think subscriptions are worse. This is a good time to remind you, subscribe to the Civic Media newsletter.
That's free.
We would love to have you do that. Stick around. We're going to talk about the life and times of Robert Redford with our friend Pete Schwabba of Nightlight on the other side. Farm News is next. It's the Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, September 16th. The iconic song, the theme song there from the great movie The Sting. One of those movies that made Robert Redford an icon. His family, his agent, announced that Robert Redford passed away this morning at the age of 89. The Academy Award-winning actor and director, one of the biggest movie stars to ever grace the screen, and whose startlingly magnetic per charisma in films such as Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid, The Way We Were, and The Sting made him the icon that he was. Barbara Streisand, who starred alongside Redford in the 1973 romantic drama The Way We Were, said the Hollywood legend was, quote, one of the finest actors ever, unquote, in a tribute today on social media. Here to talk about the life, the times of Robert Redford, what he meant to the world of entertainment, to movies, the one, the only, the guy that means a lot to us, to me personally here, our entertainment guy. You can hear him every evening on Nightlight from 6 until 8 with Pete Schwabba, joining us via StreamYard, the one, the only, Pete Schwabba. Pete, how are you?
I'm well. Is that all I get for the opening, though? Is that,
do you want more? We can gin it up a little bit.
I'm well, buddy. How are you? Great to be here.
Well, now that you're here, it's great. I appreciate you doing this on short notice. Obviously, we don't know when these things are going to happen, and I appreciate you being available because, I could sit here and read news stories on it and give my personal reflections. But what I love about this is, for those that I can't imagine who, but might not know your background a little bit, share with people a little bit. And you're not just a radio host for us, but you've been in entertainment and film industry a long time. Tell people the lens you're looking at this through.
It's interesting, Todd. Like, I've been a writer, and I lived in LA for years and sold some movies. And so I see what goes into the process. And it makes me, when a guy like Robert Redford dies at 89, I mean, that's a great run, but it is really the end of an era. And every time one of these Hollywood kind of titans passes away, I think, who's next? Who's going to fill those shoes? Ryan Reynolds? No. Maybe Leo DiCaprio. He was just such an old school guy. His private life was pretty private, a lot like Paul Newman. Mm-hmm. He just made great films. And that's not by accident, because what I just said, like going through the process and you see how, you know, I had one script that got mucked up. Everyone had good intentions, but they did too much. There were like too many cooks in the kitchen. And to do what Redford did and make all those great films like Paul Newman or even a Tom Cruise, that just shows how smart they are and how savvy they are about the material and what they're choosing. He was a legend, you know.
One of the things I learned today in reading the great CBS, the Sunday morning folks, they just do really great, I think, at covering entertainment. Yeah. And they have a couple of great pieces out today. I was reading one of them. You probably already knew this. I didn't until I read it this morning. But, you know, maybe is most popular in terms of just general people, but maybe not, Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, that the studio did not want to have anything to do with him because he was young and fairly unknown. And in fact, it was Paul Newman, who was, 11 years his senior, who had to go to bat for him. And then Redford repaid that later on.
Yeah, that's a great story. I heard that years ago, and I think it's, it's a testament to his talent. But, you know, I think the studio tends to always give pushback when someone is unproven. And especially if they're willing to spend the money to get someone with a name next to Paul Newman. But yeah, I think at that point he had only done maybe The Way We Were. Mm. And that was kind of a romantic drama. So I could see the studio side, but I love when I hear stories about how someone sticks up for someone and says, this guy's got to be the guy. And that more or less kind of launched him onto the scene and started the his long career.
And then later, fast forward a number of years, it was Redford that went to bat the studio and said, no, I want Paul Newman in The Sting because it was almost like, well, maybe he's too old, you know, now whatever. And it was Redford that got Paul Newman in The Sting later on. So I
did not know that. That's fascinating. And you know what's interesting? The Sting is one of my favorite movies.
Me too.
He played the music, the Scott Joplin music. I've grew up listening to my grandma and my dad play The Entertainer on the piano. It's always been some of my favorite music. And when I saw that movie for the first time, I fell so in love with all elements of movie making, you know, the sets, the acting, the music, the writing. And my one issue with that movie, and it was totally nitpicky, was this handsome blonde guy from the streets of Chicago. I'm like, because Paul Newman, you kind of buy, and Henry Gondorf, right, and all these great characters, but like, I don't know, this, he looked like, and he was born in Santa Monica. He is a California kid. So that to me, I had to kind of suspend my disbelief at 15, but I did because he's such a good actor, and very quickly you forget and you just lose yourself in his performance, you know.
I know you said Zomers a couple of clips here, obviously kind of hard over radio, but we're going to still play them. First one is from The Way We Were. You want to set this up?
Yeah, this is Barbara Streisand running out. She's got all these groceries, and it's been years since I've seen the film, but this is an iconic scene where she's telling him why they have to hang out together. And he's in uniform, I think just released from the service. And it kind of speaks for itself, but it's just their quirky, flirtatious ways that are so great on the big screen.
Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were.
Hi, Belle!
Hey. I wasn't sure when you'd be home. How are you? Look, I don't know when I'll be back. Could you leave a key or...
No, you can. You can. I've got steaks and baked potatoes and sour cream and chives and salad and fresh baked pie. I would have made a pot roast. I make a terrific pot roast, but I didn't know whether you ever had pot roast or whether you like pot roast. I mean, anyway, there wasn't time because it should be made the day before. So I got steaks with all my ration stamps. And you must be hungry because, I mean, with all the hotel hunting, you couldn't have had time to eat or anything. I mean, you can't go yet. You've got to stay for supper. That's all there is to it.
What kind of pie?
Barbara Streisand, Robert Redford, Satan from The Way We Were. Redford passed away today at the age of 89. Redford and Streisand, for my money, Pete Schwab, is there a more dynamic couple on the screen?
No, they were great. I mean, I didn't really appreciate that movie or Barefoot in the Park or like until I got older. That wasn't my type of movie. But then I just, kind of fell in love with the pairing. I mean, Barbara Streisand is great. Mm-hmm. And Robert Redford is so natural on camera that, yeah, they were a great duo. No question.
Other clip that you sent, the film that made Robert Redford was Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid with Paul Newman, one of his earlier films. There's the scene, set it up for us, Pete Schwab.
This is the two of them pinned in. They're on the side of a mountain and they think the jig is up basically. And they're trying to figure out if they're going to fight or flight, and they don't have many options. They're about 100 feet up on a cliff. And it's just Robert Redford and Paul Newman at their best.
kid. The next time I say let's go someplace like Bolivia, let's go someplace like Bolivia.
Next time. Ready?
No, we'll jump.
Like hell we will.
No, it'll be okay. If the water's deep enough, we don't get squished to death. They'll never follow us.
How do you know?
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got to, otherwise we're dead. They're just gonna have to go back down the same way they come. Come on.
Just one clear shot, that's all I want.
Come on. We got to.
Nope. Get away from me.
Why?
I want to fight them.
They'll kill us.
Maybe.
You want to die?
Do you?
All right. I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, Paul Newman, and Robert Redford, who passed away at the age of 89, discussing it with Pete Schwab, a host of Nightlight.
Yeah, that's a great scene. And so Paul Newman, like, mm-hmm. he, to me, he's one of my maybe all-time favorite silver screen idols, so to speak. But a great scene and a great movie. I rewatched that about 4 years ago, maybe. And it's kind of funny, Todd. There's a scene in the middle of the movie, and I can't remember the name of the actress, but they play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and Paul Newman's just riding around on a horse. It's like the only song in the movie. Go on, but it works. You know, it's
right?
So iconic and cool.
Let's talk a minute about, besides being a great actor, he later became kind of away more or less from being in front of the camera, although maybe he never left it, but focused much more on his directing side of it, won an Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, as a director, and then got a lot of philanthropic activity, very environmentalist. He and Jane Fonda, of course, were one of my favorite films was Electric Horseman because it had Willie Nelson in it, and I just like the story of the whole thing with Jane Fonda. They were great on and off the screen for many years. But he started the Sundance Film Festival, which we used to have a Sundance Theater here in Madison. But talk about what he did to help filmmakers who might have never gotten a shot had it not been for Robert Redford.
I mean, the fact that there's probably 15 film festivals just in Wisconsin now in 2025, you can probably thank Robert Redford for. Like, he started and it wasn't the first film festival ever, but Sundance became such a destination for movies. And, you know, all these festivals started popping up afterwards. Now it's sort of not even really an independent film festival. It's just a big, you know, they'll screen anything. But he started that with great intentions. And he started the Sundance Foundation and all this Sundance Institute. He did win an Oscar, like you said, Todd, for Ordinary People for directing. And he also won an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, kind of a lifetime achievement thing, mm-hmm. but also for the fact that he started the Sundance Institute. He was an environmentalist his whole life and an activist. Just, you know, it would have been really interesting to see him as a modern day famous actor with social media, because he seems so above that, mm-hmm. as did Paul Newman and all these older stars. And now we know everybody's dirty laundry and where they stand on everything. And I think, you know, you and I are the only ones that don't have sex tapes floating around out there. Like, it's just...
I don't either.
Oh, okay. Robert's disqualified himself there.
It's not too late, Aaron. But, you know, it's just... I really miss that. And maybe it's not fair to judge him against modern day. I joked about Ryan Reynolds, but, you know, he was philanthropic and he was a business guy, but it wasn't like... He wasn't hawking every product or his gin and his every... He was a true artist.
That's so well said. And I think, not to get political, but I mean, I think we talked earlier, I had Jim Nance on a clip. He was on the SI podcast talking about, you know, from a sports announcer standpoint, you don't have to have a hot take on everything. Just do your job. And I think that's another lesson from Robert Redford. You don't have to go out there and be in the middle of everything. Do your job and do it well. And that'll be enough.
It's so true. And it's the day to day. It's focusing on, like Tony Goldwyn once said, like, you know, he's a Metro Goldwyn, MGM. He's a Goldwyn, Samuel Goldwyn's grandson. And he said that in his family, it was always about your work. It was always about the resume and the library you compiled. and work you could be proud of. And it's, you know, it's just about if you keep the focus on the work, you don't have to worry about all that other stuff. Now, I know it's competitive right now, like, you know, kind of what Jim Nantz said, you have to keep yourself out there, and that's how people do it. So it would be interesting to see if he would have had a different career under those times, but I'm glad he had the career he had.
Can you come back after the break, Pete?
Yeah. All right, I thought it was a sleepover.
Fantastic. More Pete Schwabba after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
How about those French horns and flugelhorns? That as well, right?
You've got to love it.
Yeah. Willie Nelson there, the great Willie Nelson. That is a song, my heroes have always been cowboys. One of my favorite songs anyway, but that was in the movie The Electric Horseman, starring Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. Robert Redford passing away today at the age of 89. And here to discuss his life and times, once again, the host of Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba. I don't know why, Pete. Maybe it came along. I was still fairly young, but I remember seeing it. I was just enthralled by it. And I like the story that here is this rodeo guy who was taking care of his horse. It was more important to steal this stud horse for rodeo because it was being shot up with hormones or whatever, and releasing it, you know, $1 million horse or whatever, just put out the... And Jane Fonda played, for those who don't know, the reporter who is on his case trying to tell the story. And of course, they, you know, things happen and fall in love. At one point, my favorite line from that movie, I think, I can't say it verbatim, but he and Jane Fonda have to sleep out a tent or something like that while they're trying to save this horse. And he gets up in the morning, he's like, oh, and she's like, what's the matter? And he goes, some of my parts of my body wake up sooner than others. And I feel like that today.
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I saw that movie. I don't think I really understood it. But now, you know, my favorite line from the movie, it wasn't my favorite line, but it kind of made me go, people do that? Like, he was saying what he had for breakfast every day. And she said, what? And he said, steak and eggs. I'm like, what? Right. Like, I was used to Fruity Pebble. Who has steak and eggs for breakfast? Like,
cowboys.
So that was kind of interesting. But, and that song, and talk about icons, man. When Willie Nelson goes, that's going to be a bleak day.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I saw him last year. He was here at Bree Stevens Field, and it was the second or third time I've seen him. And I mean, he's 91, 92 at least.
I think.
As of last summer, I mean, his fingers were still picking, and he still had the pipes.
Yeah, I was at the show too. Basically, it took him a song to warm up, and then he was great.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
Pete, well, let's get this in so we don't forget. What's coming up on Nightlight tonight from 6 until 8?
Tonight, I'm going to talk about the Dialogues Documentary Festival in Milwaukee. Susan Kearns from Milwaukee Film will join me at 6:35. We'll talk to Susan for a bit. It's a great festival. Milwaukee Film does such an amazing job. It's a great program, a great organization. And then I've got a guy who I've been trying to have on the show for a while. Trapper Shep will be with me, and we're going to play a couple of his songs, and he's going to join me over the stream. And just a great guy. I don't know how familiar you are with his music, but he found a Bob Dylan song that was going on. It was an unfinished song called Wisconsin, and he kind of saw it online and finished it and arranged it and sent it in, and Bob Dylan gave him the go-ahead to release it. So he basically co-wrote a song with Bob Dylan, and it's called, he named it On Wisconsin. But Trapper has a new album out called Osborne, and there's a song on it called Loaded about the pharmaceutical industry. He is great. So I'm very excited to talk to Trapper.
That's fantastic. I can't wait. I'll be listening in, as I often do, as I try to do, from 6 until 8. You can also hear Pete on the Civic Media app from 6 until 8 as well. Home station WGBW Green Bay. You can hear him across the network every evening from 6 until 8. Pete, a couple minutes left here, a minute and a half or so. Just final thoughts on what Robert Redford meant to you as someone who comes from the entertainment world.
Todd, honestly, I've been in the business, but I'm mostly a fan too. And I just, I never met him. I don't know him. I just know his work. And I like that. I like knowing what he left behind. Like, people, oftentimes celebrities get criticized. Oh, Frank Sinatra, he had affairs. Or, oh, people always looking for something to judge people or find something negative. And I just want to say, you know what? Do you know how much joy Frank Sinatra's music has brought to people? Do you know how much joy Robert Redford's career in movies have brought to people? Just be quiet and follow and look at their art and look at the legacy they left. And that's certainly the case with Robert Redford.
I well said. I couldn't agree more with what you just said. I would add, for me, I think it's what you said earlier, Pete, is that obviously I never met him, never knew him, whatever. But just from afar, watching him work and appreciating what he created and seemingly, and we've seen it in a couple of these stories, going to bat against bigger interests and saying, no, I believe in this and I'm not compromising. And that takes guts. Right. And that takes the balls, I'll say it, and some fortitude, but to say, no, if they don't want to give in, I'm not going to do that. To believe in to truly believe and to put that out there on the screen for the world because you believed in it. That's a lesson for me.
And it's a big, and that sounds easier than it is. And going back to social media, Todd, I hear all these people that like, they make these statements like, you know me, I say it how I feel it and all that kind of stuff. It's like, well, that's not hard to do on social media when you're using an avatar.
Yeah.
I mean, when you actually have to do it against big entities, whether it's a movie studio or a $1 billion corporation or whatever, it takes, like you said, I won't be as risque as you, Todd, but it takes major guts. And he had it. He was a great artist and seemingly a really good human being.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And he'll be sorely missed. But the cool thing is, people like this pass, their work still lives. And we can still go back and watch The Sting and Butch Cassidy, The Sundance Kid, and all of his other work. And that's the legacy that we could all learn from. Pete Schwabba, thank you so very much. And I'll encourage everybody to tune in tonight from 6 until 8 with Pete and his trusty sidekick, Conrad.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for asking me to be on. I love being on your show.
The feeling is mutual. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for taking the time, Pete, on a busy day for you. Really appreciate it. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. This is Todd. Say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.